Wild Out Podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace and Mom.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out Podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out Podcast a la carte.
What's up, you guys? We are back with another episode of the Women of Wild and Out Podcast. Well, we control the mic, baby. What's up? It's your girl, Pretty V.
And I am B. Simone.
I am Bree T.C.
Jesus.
And what's up? Let's get to it.
Y'all see how she wake up? It's 9:10 in the morning.
It's too early.
It is 1 o'clock.
Question. No, girl, the jar, not them titties.
Oh, I thought.
No, wait, he can't
know,
make
I know, I was
die.
Like,
he
I thought die. My titty was out. No, I got it next thing.
No, if I said that, I would just say titty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we going to get a band.
So, y'all, we got a new thing.
Thank you, Brie.
Not V's titties, okay? Maybe later. But for now, we're going to reach into that jar.
My lips so dry.
We're going to see what it has to
the
say.
The Wildin' Out Juice Jar.
The juicy.
What's
the jar of surprises.
Mm. The juice jar. Oh, no. If you like the juice
juicy
jar.
Juicy surprises.
Comment. Really? Y'all choose the name of the jar.
Please.
Is it the juice jar or the jar of surprises? You let us know below.
Question. If your man or woman turns off the location, what would you do?
Me and my man just started sharing our locations.
Oh, I don't. God know where I'm at. That's my man. I'm in the attic, Lord. Come on. Sing your heavenly angels down to protect me.
I like sharing. Oh. I never check it, though. I don't
you
even know.
You ain't never did that. Girl, she get one boyfriend that she's so in love with, and all of a sudden, I got to tell you, I got to make sure.
Girl, what? There's a hater in the house. Can I get him?
Let's get him.
I love you so much, baby. See you in 2 days.
You really in love.
I know. I'm so happy. Aww. He is such a good guy. Stop. You know, girl, Bina talked to him for an hour on FaceTime yesterday. Yeah. I said, can I talk to my man?
And like, you should see me cute. On her, like, on the sheet.
Laying on me. So, why do you like my friend? Girl.
Aww, I love
that's
that.
That's a good friend right there. She's getting all guy. The tea.
What about
but
you,
yes,
Bina? How you feel
location.
Location. No.
If we're sharing and you randomly turn it off, we're not talking
about. Oh, hell no. You turn it off, I'm popping up.
For sure. Wherever the last location was.
Yeah, well, I'll be
six steps
investigator.
Behind.
I'll be. Mm-hmm.
But when you met him, y'all wasn't thinking about no location.
Bullshit.
What? Bullshit.
You knew.
So, yeah.
Whatever's
that's the question
in the dark
today.
Will come to the light.
Hey, amen. Yeah. You ain't got to look for it.
Yeah, I do think it'll eventually come out. But my crazy ass, don't be giving me no location. I'll be looking every 5 minutes. Oh,
really?
You said you was here. I'm crazy,
I
bitch.
Never look
this
at it, though.
This is why I'm single.
Yeah. It's like having a password. I got his password, and I never go through his phone.
Oh.
When no, I don't want that either. I used to love that shit.
Going through
in
the phone?
Middle of the night, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Looking for shit. Because mm-hmm. you
and look, you're
if you
gotta
find. Do all that, you mm-hmm. already know the
exactly.
man you fucking with ain't about shit. You need to leave. Mm-hmm.
But I'm most like, of them ain't about shit. So that's why my ass doesn't want. I don't want the password. I don't want your location.
I
don't want to know.
I don't know what's going on.
And they snoring mm-hmm. on the side. I'm like, mm-hmm.
And then they wake up, they roll over.
That's because you gave them something, put them to sleep to go through that phone, V. She said,
mm-hmm. Or they probably coming in drunk.
Yeah, oh, that's
coming in drunk. With your top fade. Remember that?
I will say. Well, we could do that on another episode.
No, say it.
No, what?
I'd never been through my man's phone, but I did send him a text, like a long, and I was, so I got in his phone to delete the text before he read it.
Oh, why?
Because I talked to my therapist. She was like, delete that. Don't send that. You are dead wrong.
Have you guys ever sent the wrong text to the wrong person?
Ooh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. You got to pay it off.
Yeah.
LOL.
That wasn't for you.
Or no, like if you be like, yeah, I can't stand her, but you talking about her.
Oh.
You be like, they be like, huh? You be like, you know. That girl we was talking about.
Or like, send me something. And your mama be like, who the fuck you talking to? Just saying something. What the hell you talking about? Then you got to let
your mama. Have you ever seen a nude to the wrong person?
Oh, no, I ain't ever. I don't even send nudes to my phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I send nudes. I used to send nudes, but.
My she says she sends nudes.
Well, I mean, to my boyfriend now, but I'm saying I used to send nudes face, never in it. I don't have no tattoos. So if my nudes get leaked, you would never know it's me.
Mm-mm.
And I used to edit them. My make booty my is body. That heavy.
Oh, I
might as well
it.
Have got my nudes off Google.
She said that ain't me.
Yeah, no. Sending that wrong text is annoying. My mom used to be like, what in the world you talk about? Saying you what? Then you got the little emoji, the little
the
cucumber. Who was that emoji? emoji by. You hungry? I said, I'm sorry, Pastor. I will do it again.
And as you too. All right.
But yeah, we about to bring up Jessie in a minute though. Y'all excited?
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I want to hear her sing. I want to hear her blow. We gonna do some harmony.
Please get it right.
Just keep me out of this, okay?
Bree.
For the love of God, keep me out of this.
We gonna get Bree to sing.
We'll see what she come up with. We'll be right back, you guys. Let's go.
Okay, welcome back, guys, to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, where we control the mic. We are going to bring in an amazing guest.
Yes.
Jessie Wu.
Sister!
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Well, afternoon now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's about 12 o'clock. Our time, what is it? The East Coast time, about 4.
Miami.
Yes.
Miami.
Well, cheers.
Okay, yes. You got a quote?
Oh, right now?
Well, not a quote, but a cheers.
Well, you know what? Let's cheers to being women.
Yes.
Being women.
Cheers to estrogen.
Right.
I didn't clink.
Oh,
yeah.
Clink.
Yeah.
Estrogen. Magnesium.
So we were just talking about, okay, if your man turns off their location, what would you do?
I'm turning mine off, too. Period.
Tit for tat.
That's it.
Tit for tat.
I'm Cancer. I'm petty.
See, I just got my location with my man. And I turned on my location. Aww. He was like, oh, so you in Vegas? I said, stop playing. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, no, my bad.
Like your phone location.
Oh, you guys turn that on?
Yeah, me and my man share our locations.
That's good.
I mean, it's not, it's like also too, like, are you okay? Like,
yeah,
I want
yeah.
him to
I
know where
like
I'm at
good.
All the time.
Yeah, somebody needs to know.
I'm not answering my phone and they say I'm in the alley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come get me. That's a strong black man. Where you at?
Yeah.
True.
I ain't got no man right now to do that yet, but you know, we good.
Right same, now, God knows my location.
Same.
So close,
but no cigar.
God is the only one who know my location at all times.
Are you single? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm single.
How
I'm
long
singular,
have you been single?
I'm more singular.
That's how I used to feel.
Yeah. Than a
but
dollar
I'm not
bill.
Single. I'm single as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I've been single for 3 years. My last man was a drug dealer.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
He was a drug dealer. You're wilding out now. We gotta upgrade. Yeah. How old are you?
I just turned 30. Well, I'm turning 31 next. In like 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. I'm 31
But before
too.
We get into, you know, the details of Jessie Wu and her man being a drug dealer, being a scammer, all that. Who is Jessie Wu? Like, everything down to, man. I mean, we don't got that much time, but we
I
got
know.
Some time to talk about.
I mean, I will say a lot of people met me from jokes on Instagram.
Okay.
Like, I did a lot of, like, Haitian-centric jokes. And those jokes came out of, in 2017, I literally had moved from Miami to New York in 2016. I had just finished getting my master's degree. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going to try to figure it out in television. And I actually moved to New York because I wanted to link with Shelby. So
really?
Why did I want to link with Shelby? Because in the previous year, I was a Wild Not Girl season 8.
Wow.
So season 8, like, I was trying to get in the mix. Like, what do I need to do? Like, I want to be in television. And Shelby was one of the people who I would talk to a lot on set.
She's awesome.
So I remember one time she was like, well, you know, most of us, like, we're located in New York. So if you're ever in New York, like, you know, we can help you get opportunities. So I held on to that. And as soon as I graduated, I put all my stuff
you're
in
like,
my-
I live here now. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
the opportunities
so
at?
Dead ass. Like, right. I literally showed up at Viacom. I was like, yeah, I live here now. She's like, oh, shit, you really came.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I did, girl. Where the job's at?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but like, you quickly learn, okay, like, that's not how things
this
really
is how it
go.
Works, yeah.
So, you know, I was in New York just fighting for my life, really. Like, thank God my aunt let me stay with her. And finding a job was really, really, it was a lot. It was very hard because New York is very competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of educated, young, fast
everybody
paced.
Moving now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was very, very hard to find a job. And I remember I finally found a job and I wanted to be a communications recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
They were a recruiting company. But they liked my personality so much and they were like, well, you know what? We don't want you to be a recruiter yet. We need somebody at the front desk. And I was like, I have so much corporate experience. I don't want to be sitting at the front desk. And they're like, oh, just for 6 months. So I was like, all right. And I sat there at the front desk for 6 months. And once my 6 months came up, I was like, yeah, so where my advancement at?
Right.
And literally that's when they fired me.
Ugh.
They were just like,
wow.
A lot of people in the office
don't like you. And I was like, why? And I'll never forget, there were just experiences that I did have in that office. It was predominantly a white office. Mm. And there were just some experiences where I did voice my opinion and it just wasn't taken well. For instance, there was one example as front desk. Mind you, I'm at the front desk, but I'm not just, hi, hey. I'm doing human resources work. I'm doing I-9s. I'm doing all your tax paperwork. I'm making sure that you have all your staff paperwork
done. Oh, you made it 6 months. Like, I would have been fired the first week.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. I-9. It was a lot of work.
I don't know what the hell that is.
So literally, one of...
this ain't for me.
Okay. One of my when you got no money, that there's no option to be like that. In New York, it costs $10 a day just to breathe. So I had to make it do what it do.
Yeah.
So I remember one of my tasks was ordering groceries for the office once a week. And there was one girl who came up to me. It was Thursday. And she was like, oh, we don't have any more milk. And I was like, well, you know, I do the grocery list every Friday and it gets delivered every Monday. Mind you, she had been there for years. She knows this. And she's like, yeah, but I need milk right now. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, so go downstairs and go get me some milk.
Jesus.
And I was like, girl.
We're not doing that.
So I'll just keep it. That was one of the instances. And I felt like as a black girl, I was seen as aggressive for having a certain response. Like, girl, this is not, I'm not the maid.
I'm not, you know, the help. I mean? Yeah.
And so she was able to cry and, you know, and I'm not able to be soft. I'm not able to have my feelings hurt. And so anyway, long story short, they fired me. So once they fired me, I was depressed, destruction.
Yeah.
Like.
Confusion, turmoil.
Everything. I had just got my first apartment. And like I said, it's $10 a day just to breathe in New York City. So I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I was on unemployment. I was on food stamps. I was on government assistance. Like everything I could get, I did. And that's where the jokes came in. I had a lot of time. I was in that apartment. And that's where all the stuff came in. I'll never forget. Darren Brand, who used to be on the show, was the one who told me to start doing it.
We love you, baby. Yeah.
So he was the one who told me to start doing it. So then the rest is history.
That opportunity.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I didn't know you could sing.
Yeah.
I went on your Instagram not too long ago. And girl, I was like, yo, she can blow. Do you do music?
Yeah. Okay. I have an EP that I dropped 2 years ago.
Okay.
My mom and my dad, like, they met in church singing. Like, my dad was a minister slash drug dealer.
Yeah, my dad's a pastor. Oh, he was selling drugs? My daddy don't do that.
You know, he was serving the word in the morning and serving rocks at night.
Amen. Yeah.
But yeah, like, they literally, my mom was a choir director. And so they met in ministry. My grandma had the biggest Kojic Haitian ministry in Montreal, Canada. That's where I was born. Mm. So if you do say Joyeux Juice, like in Montreal, like everybody still knows her to this day. She died. So literally that's how they met. My dad sings like Teddy Pendergrass. My mom, she can sing her ass off
that's
too.
Crazy.
So that's
you can blow.
That.
Is your priest still alive?
Yeah. I don't know where my daddy's at right now, but my mom is, she's great. But like my dad, I went like 10 years without knowing where he was. I found him like 2 years ago. And then like, we just don't have a great relationship. I didn't grow up with my dad in my life. So yeah, we don't have a great relationship.
And like look how you turned out. Mm-hmm. Successful. How you feel about, you know, Wildin' Out, the cast? Cause you were Wildin' Out girl. Now
I mean.
And let's talk about your experience as far as, you know, you auditioning. So I know there was a lot going on in the media about that.
I mean, I in the Bible, God talks about like how the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And like, that's one of my favorite passages because literally when I came in on season 8, like nobody knew who I was. Mm. And I just was trying to buzz around. And like Amber was one of the few people who I connected with. I said, Darren, Carlos, Jordan, who wasn't here this season because he got COVID, bless his heart. But those people really connected with me and then they encouraged me along the way. So I think coming back around this time, honestly, I was shell-shocked.
And I think too, what's the dope thing about Nick, you know, again, even like you said, if we're not even on stage, we're still getting paid to be an audience. It would have never been that on a regular
Absolutely.
You know? I know for him, he's probably like, it's COVID, it's a pandemic. People been
lived, sitting around.
People been sitting around waiting on this show to happen.
Yeah.
People, you know, and like I always say, I'm so humbled, but I'm also, I love Cortez. When I asked him, I said, what do you do? What are you doing outside of the season? I work at Red Lobster. You feel me? And I asked him, he said, my mom works at Walmart. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So for me, you know, when we leave Wildin' Out, people are blessed to have shows, bookings, photo shoots, whatever.
Yeah.
People like that, people like Cortez, and I just pray that God will open doors for Cortez on just different ridiculousness and whatever little shows that happen.
Yeah.
Stand up, his hosting, whatever he does, so he could continue to keep, you know, practicing his craft. Because once you out of this Wildin' Out thing, you go back to your regular life, like, it's real shit that goes on.
People don't understand, Wildin' Out is only a couple weeks out. We do a lot of work in a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
After this 3 weeks, we go back to our
regular scheduled
right
programming.
Right back to the hustle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and
people don't understand that.
Yeah.
People don't understand.
Yeah.
Things happen, shit get canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a whole nother flood that's coming in. Now shit gotta get, you know, canceled again. So we gotta be prepared, but we also have to prepare our minds too and our hearts. And my thing is to you, Jesse Wu, when it comes down to your experience here on Wildin' Out, this is only the beginning for you.
Yeah.
Like when we were talking yesterday, I was letting you know, about this show maybe have turned you down or whatever the case is, but you're here. Mm-hmm. And I always leave with, a delay is never denial. You feel me? Like, you're going to have a different shows and different talk shows and different things that's going to come your way. People are falling in love with black women, sexy chocolate women, you know? And it's so crazy that it had to be this time around for people to be like, well, come on, let's do this. But like you said, like in the scripture that you read, you know, it's all up from here when it comes. When you come on the show, that's why I love coming to the show. I'd be like, manager, just know we're going to get some calls.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
be prepared.
Because
it's always doors that's open. And once you leave the stage, Nick's ringing you about something else. Viacom got something else for you.
Just like Vina was speaking, you know, being from Miami, being, you know, Haitian. Like, it's a lot. I don't see a lot of Haitian representation, not only just dark skinned girls, but even
in
like
general,
just Haitian, Jamaican. Like, we don't, as girls, we don't get that type of shine in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to do what you do, for me to come in and do what I do, like, it's very misogynist.
Yeah.
A lot of misogyny. So for us to come in and do what we do and be so boisterous and loud with our talent, like, it's a big, big deal.
But
like,
I want to say this, though. You know, when you just said, you know, Vita come in and she do what you do, you are dope, right? I've been hearing Jesse Wu's name for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Being funny, being on different shows, you know, red carpets, you done some of those moments.
Yeah.
And just your people, don't say for you to come in, you already been in.
Yeah, girl.
God just had to move some things around for your life for you to accept what your purpose is right now. So if Nick called you and said, baby, I want you in the show before a situation that he had no clue about or what your experience was, you're taking your Wildin' Out experience a whole different moment because you've been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I came on here with not getting my first episode, my first season.
Mm-hmm.
I had to come back again. They called me season 11. Mm-hmm. Shelby was like, hey, I want you on the show.
Yeah.
I had to make sure my shit is like, okay, let me start doing skits. Let me start making these people know, like, I could be funny. I am funny. Funny, actually, it's like, let's get it done. And everybody think when you funny, the straight show you go to is Wildin' Out. Which you got to be on Wildin' Out. So I was excited, I was happy, but you are where you're supposed to be, and God gonna continue to bless you and get you higher to where you want to be. He hears your cries. Every time you may cry out for something, he hears it.
Yeah.
So you are already dope. You've been doing it. You probably been doing it before we have been doing it. Cause I ain't start doing my skits 2016, 2017, but I
that's around the time I did it.
Yeah, I didn't take it seriously until like the ending of that year, fighting myself in the street. But I heard your name, especially in Miami, especially in the A all over. So you're dope. Yeah. Learn it, like and take all this, every love, because like Nas said, you'll be back. You know, so
and congratulations for being here.
Congratulations.
The women of Wildin' Now. You're part of that now.
Yeah.
You were part of it before, but you came back as a cast member just like Amber. Y'all started off as Wildin' Out girls. I never was invited to be a Wildin' Out girl. Why is that? Why am I just funny?
Yeah.
Because I got the look. And now I want to be a Wildin' Out girl for an episode.
And they outfits be fly as hell.
I can't fit in them.
Not this season. Y'all coming out looking like Xena.
Waistband.
Honey, one thing about me, I take all the Wildin' Out clothes, Wildin' Out girl clothes. Let me tell you, they had these boots on. I said, L, go and slide, get some little white
girl stuff. I said, well, do y'all have that in an XL? Because that leather.
Brie, y'all outfits be cute as hell.
Oh,
cute.
It was so hot. I love this season. This
is
Mad Max.
Nah, this is,
ooh.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
So fire. Wild and Out goddesses for real.
Yeah.
Now, before
real,
we go, I know you did your toast at the beginning. We want a quote, just a motivational quote.
Oh, a quote.
So that was a toast, which is still a quote. But now we just want a quote, like.
What you live by, who told you this quote? What you go to sleep on?
Anything. It could be a scripture. It could be
anything that's positive.
Trust your dreams.
Yes.
Trust your dreams. Mm-hmm. I feel like I literally trust my dreams, and I see things that I've dreamt about unfolding because I trusted them and I went after them. So trust your dreams.
Trust your dreams. Thank you, Jesse. Well, sister. Okay, look, hold on.
Oh, now you're going to drink your chloroform?
Yes, chlorophyll. But before you go, because I was trying to be like, hey, hey, hey.
Okay. Please help me.
Do a harmonize with men.
Go ahead.
We didn't even get to do our harmonize
thing.
Okay,
what you want
to
do?
Okay, so
you a liar, you a cheat.
No! Oh. The thing that you were just doing.
Hey, we can only do two.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
do two. Keep it two.
Okay, Vina, now it's
no, look. Listen, I started my first choir at 9.
Period. So I was in a girl group at 15.
So I would have
y'all. I'm trying to save y'all's ears.
Broke up.
I'm trying to save everybody's ears up
yes,
here, okay?
I love harmonizing.
Yes.
I love harmony. Vina, she got to give you the note.
Oh,
you want to do it one last time?
Okay, one last time.
Come on, you can do it, girl. Did you not hear what happened last time?
Okay, because I can't hold. By the time you pointed, Brie, I'm running out of oxygen, and she's not catching it.
Let me give Brie the lower one.
Well, give her the first one.
What the hell?
Hold
is lower?
It, Brie. Do it now.
How about
perfect.
No, I'm done with.
Okay, wait, hold on. Do
what?
What part of your ears do you not
you
want to
have?
You
got it,
come on. Come on.
Please
you
play
can do it,
our game.
Just one time. Okay, no. Okay, do.
I can't.
Brie, do it now.
Okay, wait. Amber, can you do it from the seat?
Amber, help me. Somebody help me. Oh, my God. I cannot.
I love that.
The water not quiet.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for coming in, sliding with us, talking with
us.
You
know,
we do the raw and uncut conversation.
Yes,
I'm gonna keep saying it. So, you know, we do it all. And thank you so much for coming in. Like I said, keep dreaming big,
keep
going for what you love.
You too.
And keep knocking down doors for us black women
so
we can enter in. And what's so crazy, Tyra Banks says something. She was the first to do this, the first to do this, the first to do that, and it opened up doors for other ones to come behind her.
That's all it is. Even
Marcel.
Just paving
that's
the way.
That's the whole
pretty
point.
V. So,
paving
you know,
the
we appreciate you for coming. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Y'all give it up
for
Jesse Bouillard. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Girl, I love singing. Y'all, we are back. We just had our guest, Jesse Wu.
Yeah.
She was so sweet. She told us her story. I learned a lot about her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that she could sing. Because see, that's what I was trying to do earlier with y'all, the harmonies.
And Brie, why you didn't want to do it? You could have done it.
You don't hear this. Y'all can't hear
it. Your voice is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Like,
I love singing. When I hear harmonies, I just be, oof.
Yeah,
and her skin. I love listening.
Jesse was
fire.
Skin, beautiful.
Fire. That melanin, y'all.
I'm telling you with that wig.
So pretty.
That wig was so curly.
Girl, I took mine out. I got my real hair back now.
Nah, y'all. Jesse Wu energy. And for her to have been through all those things, getting fired. Sometimes when God shakes the room, he shakes the room for a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what that purpose is until we step out on faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's doing what she needs to do. Congrats to Jesse Wu.
Evolving.
Yeah. Evolving, you know, just everything.
Yeah.
If she would have been at that 9-to-5, she wouldn't have had time to
make
these
videos.
Right. If
she got that promotion, she might have got stuck
here.
Shout out to Big Baby for connecting the dots.
Yes. Yeah. We love you, Darren Brand. Big Baby. His energy is crazy. I just did a stand-up show with him before COVID. Did a few with him before COVID.
Oh, he's always connecting
on the
dots.
Stage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love, let me say something. When I got my first stand-up gig and they wanted me to do a show on some campus, he was the first person I looked up And his energy.
It's
like,
crazy. It's unmatched. Crazy.
Like, King God. Like, that moment. Like, everything. And yeah. I told him that when I first met him. I said, I studied you.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day. And he was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I love stand-up. That's why I asked her. I was like, would you do stand-up? You know, would you love Jessie Wu?
Yeah.
I would love to see her do stand-up.
The whole time, she just could sing. Just sing. Yeah.
Sing.
Do you remember?
Sister. But yeah, I didn't know she could blow too, though. I mean, yeah, but girl, it's not about me.
Or you're not doing that no more. You're not singing.
Bina want me to. She's like, what about that one song? I'm like, girl, that is. I am not rapping.
Yeah.
I took that whole album off iTunes.
I'm so mad because I was looking for that exact song to download.
Stop it.
Like, I love that song. Yeah.
I don't. No.
And we don't have to clear that.
Okay, y'all can play this all up on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
And her rapping beat, she's sick. You're dope at that. Even if you talk about the shit that's going on right now. Yeah, I'm better now. Evolve now. Because you can't talk about no other shit.
My old stuff. Half the stuff I used to say in my raps and my comedy, I would never say it now. I'm like, why was I talking like that? So immature.
I would just want to see, just blow one good time and say, I'm done.
Drop the mic and be like, I retire.
Or you can do like just everything, like, you know, like paperwork and things, and then be like, yeah, I'm done with thee. I'm done with thee.
Vina, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Run around a damn ice cream truck in Atlanta and just
start rapping. Stop calling it an ice cream truck.
Like, it's so cute to me. I love that. And I asked her, I said, can I buy that truck?
She said, can I buy that truck from you? I said, what are you going to do with a Be Some Home Beauty truck?
I could deck it out and erase that name and get my own shit.
We'll find you a truck. We'll find you one. I got it wrapped. It costs so damn much to wrap it. And
it's beautiful, y'all. If y'all ever in Atlanta, y'all see
we have a little picture pop up of the truck. Yeah. You see us in Atlanta. So cute. Check it out. But
and
yes,
look,
Jessie,
the phone too, B. Simone, all of it. She just, it's so cute. It's really girly. I know your baby's room going to be so cute.
I know. Mm. What you think I should name my daughter?
Quantiera.
See, don't have friends like Quantiera. You. Because she ain't never going to get a job.
Yeah. So do I, like Ashley?
No. I'm going to name her Braylon.
Girl, this is not the third or the second. We're not doing that.
But thank y'all for watching. We love you, Jessie
Wu. Thank you,
Jessie Wu, for coming in. We had an amazing show, and thank you for the harmonies. Y'all comment below if y'all liked our harmony and if you want Bree to jump in next time.
Please do not.
If we have enough comments, we're going to make her sing the next episode.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.